Now, all week long, I have been plagued by one simple question. Okay, here it is. You ready? When Judas betrayed Christ, did Satan know what God was up to? When Judas betrayed Christ, did Satan know what God was up to? Now, remember, it's an important question. I mean, think about it. Okay, honestly, was Satan just playing along with the plan of God? Okay, was he so pridefully arrogant that he believed at the end he could pervert the plan of God while Jesus was hanging on the cross? Was he really that arrogant? Or was he simply blinded to the will of God? And if indeed you had been Satan and you discovered that everything you did managed to contribute to the plan of God to save people like us, would you not be burned? Okay, is it any wonder then that you would be so angry that you would subject the world to 2,000 years of cursing and torture like Satan has done? Think of it. Think of the significance of the question. And then remember what we have established as fact as we have made our way through the portion of Scripture that we have been studying this Easter time. The Bible says that Satan entered into Judas twice. Remember, we did that several sermons ago. Because of that, Judas entered into a plan with the chief priest to betray Jesus into the hands of those who wanted to kill him. Remember? So at the very moment about which Peter just read to you, Judas led a group of soldiers into the garden to arrest Jesus. Judas walked up to Jesus and greeted Jesus as he normally would have done, with a kiss, a sign of affection. But on this night, that kiss, that sign of affection, had become a sign to those who would arrest Jesus. Judas had told them that Jesus would be the one he kissed. And after Judas kissed Jesus, there was that brief scuffle in the garden. The disciples drew their swords. Remember last week we discovered they had two swords among them. In the scuffle, Peter, the boldest of them all, reached out and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus stopped the fighting and restored the man's ear. Don't you just love Jesus? I mean, in the middle of all of that nonsense and mess, Jesus was concerned about his enemy's ear. As he was being arrested, he healed one of the men who had come to take him. But that's what they had come to do. Take him. So there in that peaceful garden on the Mount of Olives, Jesus was betrayed into the hands of those who wanted to kill him. And it looked, at that moment, it looked as though evil had won. Jesus himself proclaimed to them, "This is the hour when darkness reigns." And as the men sent from the chief priest led Jesus away to be tried and eventually to be crucified, it looked as if Satan had won. It looked as if it was the hour when darkness reigned. For the signs of the reign of darkness fell. One after another, they fell. Number one, Jesus was deserted by his closest friends. All of those who had been fighting with each other over which one of them was the greatest in the kingdom of God, every one of them ran away as darkness fell. Every one of them but bold Peter. And bold Peter followed Jesus' captors into the courtyard of the high priest's house. And there he sat by the fire. And managed to deny that he even knew who Jesus was three times in short succession, in Jesus' hearing. three times. And then, folks, even bold Peter ran away. The first sign of the reign of darkness was that Jesus, the Son of God, was deserted by all his friends. And the second sign of the reign of darkness was that Jesus was mocked by those who did not know him. The men who had arrested Jesus began to make fun of him. They put a blindfold on his face. They smacked him on the head. And they said, "Okay, prophet, tell us who it was that hit you." They made fun of Jesus. And then the scripture says that they called the Son of God insulting names. "Sissy," they said. "You bastard. Dirt." And you can imagine some of the other things that soldiers might have said to the holy Son of God. The second sign of evil's reign, people who did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God openly mocked him. And then the third sign, those who should have defended truth, Israel's religious leaders, denied truth and felt absolutely justified in so doing. They ask him, "Are you the Christ, the Messiah?" Folks, he was. They ask him, "Are you the Son of God?" Folks, he is. And when he declared the truth, "You are right in saying it, for I am the Messiah, the Son of the living God," they declared that they needed no more witnesses to condemn him to death, for out of his own mouth had come the words, "He was guilty of blasphemy," they said, "for he lied. He declared that he himself was equal to God, and so he must die." The third sign of evil's reign was that the truth must die. Jesus must die. For he had spoken the truth to the defenders of truth. Surely, it was the hour when evil reigned. But did Satan know the plan of God? The Bible says, concerning salvation, the prophets, the men of God who spoke of the grace that we have come to know, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. You they were serving. They were serving you when they spoke of all things that have now been told to you by those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. They didn't know it, but you do. The Bible says even the angels longed to look into these things. It's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. The prophets who wrote about the plan of God before it unfolded wrote of it, but did not understand God's plan for our salvation. The angels in heaven longed to look in the plan of God to know the secrets it held for us, but they were prevented. The Bible says, we speak of the secret wisdom of God. a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. It was a hidden thing. You know what? Satan did not know. He could not look into the plan of God and see the salvation which would come to the likes of you and me and to all those who believe. It may have been the hour when darkness reigned. But folks, it was only an hour. For Jesus rose.